What do you call the types of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
We call them the tops.
Would you ever call them salad?
Yeah, we call them salad.
That's what I'm calling at this point. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
We call that on the cob.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, just runs along the ground? Little friendly animal, but he's, you know, scared of people, he runs along the ground.
We call that a mouse.
A little bigger than that.
A rat?
No, he's like a little squirrel. He's shaped just like a squirrel, but he's littler, and some, I think they're tan with stripes down their back.
They're ground squirrels. Okay. Ground squirrels.
You ever call them chipmunk or just ground squirrels?
Just call them ground squirrels.
What's a little animal that's black with white stripe down its back and smells awful?
We would call that a polecat. That's what we call it.
What do you call a little animal about, maybe that big, that hops around? A lot of times they come out at night.
Frogs.
Okay. And what do you call another kind of this little animal that makes a chirping noise?
We call that a cricket.
Well, is the cricket different from
a frog?
Yes.
Now, it's a bullfrog. What bees at water and they make a noise at night.
How about, do you have any of those little kind of frogs around here that live in the trees or up on the trees?
Call it make a tree frog.
Tree frog.
That's right.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms you use for bait in fishing?
We call them baits.
What do you call large worms used for bait?
Wiggertails, I think you call them.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light in the summertime so it shines at night?
We call it a lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around lakes and ponds?
We would call them a fishing crab.
Fishing
what? Fishing crayon.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting? Looks like
bumblebee.
It looks more like a wasp. Bumblebee's a little fat one.
Bumblebee, that fat one, burrows in the wood.
Oh, okay.
He burrows a hole in the wood and he goes up in that wood. But he, you know.
Well, what do you call the one that, it makes a round...
A dead dog. Well, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what? We call them dead dog.
Okay. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
We would... Under the ground. We would call them... See, what kind of nuts are under the ground?
Some people call them just peanuts or...
Oh, peanuts. That's right.
That
peanuts.
We call them peanuts.
Okay. That's
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
How's it?
Let me say it this way. If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, then what would you say about the boy?
He got a big nose like his father.
Okay. And you'd say he looks like his father.
Yeah, he looked like his father.
Okay. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father, you would say that the boy...
is like his father.
Okay. Would you ever say favors his father or?
Favors his father.
Takes after?
And act like his father.
Act like his father. Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth and who isn't a nurse?
We call that a midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
If a city person come to the country.
Mm-hmm.
And what would we call him behind his back?